calling Christians to Worship and the Study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. We pray that you are having a great day. I walked into the radio studio this morning, and whenever I come in, Danny asked me, "Hey, how are you doing today?" And I walked in before he even asked. I said, "I'm just going to let my wardrobe speak for itself." And I had spilled coffee. I was at the church studying and spilled coffee right down the front of my shirt. And so we'll be going home and changing shirts today. But hopefully your coffee made it to your mouth and stayed there, and you're having a great, great day. But I tell you, if spilling coffee down the front of my shirt's the worst thing that happens to me today, it's going to be a great day. Pray that you'll have a great day. I was talking with my daughter here not too long ago, and while we were on the phone, she said this: "Daddy, remember, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed." And so I pray that today you will both refresh others and be refreshed in your spirit as well. We want to say thank you today to the folks of Coastal Image Landscapes, 321-208-2281. 321-208-2281. That gets you in touch with Dave. He's in charge of the lawn care division. And Dan is in charge of the landscaping side of things. And I can highly recommend them. They are very diligent. You know how sometimes you have to wonder if you've got to call and remind people and say, "Hey, you know, don't forget." I've never had to do that with them. They have always been on top of things, very flexible. They go above and beyond the call of duty and have done excellent work for me personally as well as at Merritt Assembly of God. And so if you have got plans for updating the exterior of your home, give them a call. They probably got some great ideas that can help you. They know the materials. When I had some paver stones put in, they said these are the stones that we would recommend. You know, pick your color, and it was a great choice. And so I encourage you, give them a call, 321-208-2281. Let them put their gifts from God to work on your behalf, their expertise, their knowledge, and their great work ethic. Let them put that to work on your project, and you will be glad that you did. So not too long ago, maybe a month or so ago, I saw a post on Facebook where they had done this really extensive job for someone, and those people were just very, very pleased, and I know that you will be as well. 321-208-2281. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. Today we are going to go to the book of 1 Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. By the way, this coming Sunday, we're not making a big to-do out of it or anything like that, but this coming Sunday marks the 71st anniversary of Merritt Assembly of God being in existence, and it's gone through a lot of changes through the years, and we're still here. You know, our mission statement is to be a blessing, and that's what we have taken to do. And I've always challenged our church not to become internally focused, like a star that's collapsing in on itself. A star is designed to light up a galaxy, a solar system, and You know, that's what we want to do. If the sun stopped emitting light, then life as we know it here on Earth would cease to exist. So as a church, we are constantly looking not only to be good stewards of things in the house, but also to be actively involved in the harvest field. And so if you do not have a church home, we would be honored if you would come worship with us at Merit Assembly of God. The smaller environment is not necessarily for everybody, but we're not looking to keep it small. We're just looking to serve Jesus and reach as many people with the love of God as we can. So I'd like to invite you out to that. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians is an interesting book because just about every chapter, I think all five chapters, have some reference to the return of Christ. And the so I encourage you to go through and read that. And today we're going to put that in some proper context. Chapter 5, verse number 1 says this: "But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us sleep. Let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you are doing." So I want to start off today and address number one here, the first part. It says, "But concerning the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you." During Jesus' earthly ministry, the disciples were very concerned, when is the kingdom of God going to be restored to Israel? You can read about that conversation over in the book of Acts, chapter 1, and we'll refer to that here in just a moment. As the gospel expanded and the church grew, people were focused on, when is Jesus coming back? And I just want to point this out to you, that there are some who believe that it's still a long ways off. I will tell you that the saints in, you know, the first century after Christ had come, lived on the earth, died, buried, resurrected, ascended to the right hand of the Father, they were expecting that he was going to come any minute now. How much more close, how much closer are we to that actual event happening now than they were 2,000 years ago? And I know that there are a lot of people that say, well, it hadn't happened thus far, so therefore it's not going to happen. I want to point out to you that Noah spent decades and decades building an ark for a storm that had never occurred before. And, built a boat where you shouldn't be building a boat. And it ended up being absolutely essential to, you know, the preservation of mankind. A lot of times people get concerned about the timing of it. Paul writes to the church, and the reality was people were spending too much time focusing on future timing of events that were beyond their control. If you want to experience frustration in your life, focus on things that you can't control. Okay? If you want to be miserable, frustrated, confused, Focus on things you can't control. But if you want to experience joy and peace, peace of mind, be able to rest well at night, focus on the things that God has enabled you to control. And I will help you out. That group of people largely include you. You can't make another person change their mind. You can present your case, but people are working with people is not like working with a piece of wood. It's not like working on an automobile or on a building or something like that, where you take charge and you measure it out and you cut it out and you put things together the way that they're supposed to, and everything works out fantastic. Working with people's not that way. They've got to cooperate. You see, they're in control of whether or not they change. So while many times we are focused on changing a culture that doesn't want to change towards God, I was talking to my wife here recently, and I was describing, what a remarkable opportunity that we have as believers, that truth will not be silenced by deception, that people who are alive in Christ have a testimony that goes beyond their words amongst those who are still dead in their trespasses and sin. Said, if you go and you start walking in a cemetery and all of those bodies are still immobilized and everything, and all of a sudden you come upon a person that has been resurrected, and you see them walking around. I'm fascinated by stories where people are declared dead and then all of a sudden they come back to life again without medical explanation. I love stories like that. And so you and I, we are living amongst a society and a world system that is trying so hard to make something happen that will be acceptable according to their standards. But, I've heard it said, Jesus didn't come to make bad people good. He came to make dead people alive. And the Bible clearly says that we were dead in our trespasses and sin. And so I like to focus on the things that are alive. There's anointing, there's blessing and favor, there's joy instead of sorrow. And all of those things can manifest in your life and my life if we will just submit ourselves to God and allow Him to change us. We have that. There is not a person on planet Earth that can prevent you from praying, not a person on planet Earth that can prevent you from fellowshipping with God. You can do that anywhere, any place, anytime. Don't miss out on that opportunity. In Acts chapter 1, let me take you there. Verse number 6 says this: therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know, listen to this, the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. So the timing of God is not for us to know. God's placed that in his own authority. What we should control, what we should focus on, is that he wants us to receive power from God. He wants us to receive God the Holy Spirit so that we will be witnesses. The Great Commission has not expired. It is not a suggestion. It is our mission. It is our task. It is our privilege, because God said or Jesus said, all authority in heaven and earth had been given to him, and therefore we should go. And he said, and I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. So while many people are focusing on the timing and the seasons, God wants us to focus on being witnesses. Now, I will tell you this, the word that is in the Greek there for witness is the same as the word martyr. A lot of people try and excuse not sharing Jesus with other people because they don't feel equipped well enough, they don't feel trained enough, don't feel as if they know the word, don't feel perfect enough. And God, all he is looking for us to do is to testify, to witness, to allow our assignment from God to overrule our own feelings of insecurity, of fear, of inadequacy, to overcome those feelings and say, God, apart from you, I can do nothing, but with you, I can do all things. And so whenever we start doing that, our carnal nature begins to die. And I tell you, if when you get that first taste of success, what if I told you that historically speaking, the most effective soul winners are not the people with the greatest degree of Bible knowledge or Bible experience? What if I told you that historically speaking, the most effective soul winners are the youngest of believers? I'm not talking chronological age. I'm talking about people who walked in burdened by sin, dead in their trespasses and sin. Jesus sets them free, gives them supernatural life, and all of a sudden, their heartache, their sorrow, their mourning has been removed, and joy fills its place. New believers tend to be much more bold in their messaging of what Jesus has done in their life than people who've walked with God for a long, long time. So that's why I think the church needs new believers. But it also needs old believers that every time that they see something like that happens, they get rejuvenated all over again. Whenever we have district council, ours was here just a couple of weeks ago, and there's an ordination service where people are challenged to study the word, to read the word, study the word, love the word, and live the word, and preach the word. I'm taken all the way back to when I was ordained, and I will be honest. I pray for the people who are being ordained, but I also pray for me, and I say, God, you know, restore the passion that young guy used to have 30 years ago. God, restore that. Every year I pray the same prayer. God, you know, refresh me by your spirit. I want to be more effective this year than I was last year. I want to be able to know the word and preach the word better this year than I had before. So don't think that just because you are a new believer, you can't tell anybody else about what Jesus has done in your life. Tell them. They know what the old you was like. If you know, Jesus told the blind guy, when you go, don't tell anybody what I've done for you. That's because when he was walking around having to be helped around because he couldn't see, and now he no longer needed that help, the words weren't going to be necessary. People are going to say, what happened? How come you can see now? And it was going to be a walking billboard. Okay? The seasons of life. I want to focus on that just a moment. Life is filled with seasons. We're in hurricane season again. I think hurricane season lasts, you know, pretty much 7 months now. It used to be six. They've stretched it to seven, and still we've had, tropical storms beyond that season. This is not my favorite season. my electric bill goes up, my air conditioner has to work really hard. It rains a lot. There's some violent storms that come. It's not my favorite season. Personally, I like spring and I like fall. And, you know, winter's not bad. It normally comes on a Tuesday, and it's in the early morning hours. It's one of our shortest seasons. But a lot of times people miss out on the seasons of life. So whenever I encounter a group of parents, a mom and a dad, they've got a young children, I say, don't blink. Don't blink and don't lie to yourself. Don't lie to yourself and say, if we could just get him to this stage, life will be so much better at that stage. That's what a lot of us have done, only to find out that the next season has challenges all to its own. So people who so long for the next season of life often miss the benefits and the joy of the season that they are in. Make the most of your current season. Make the most of your current season. So I've told you that when we came to Florida, my wife and son, we were in the area, and my wife had worked in a church office. She got to take our son to the office and things like that. And I was having to drive 81 miles each way to work. So when we got to Florida and it was about a 4 or 5 mile journey, and instead of it taking an hour and a half, it only took me, 10 or 15 minutes because of the traffic. I was like, wow, this new season is great. This is phenomenal. My wife was struggling because she was staying at home. And one night we had this conversation, and I said, she was expressing how frustrated she was with that season. And I said, I know that you've got a lot of time on your hands right now, but I want to encourage you to enjoy the season that you're in, because God knows what the next season looks like. And this season may be preparation for the next season that you're in. So I tell that to young people. I tell that to adults. You and I, the longer that we live, the more our identity tends to be tied in with our profession and things like that. And if that's the case, when you hit retirement, all of a sudden you're going to look around and say, who am I and what am I still doing here? You still have purpose. In Proverbs 24:27 is a verse that says this: prepare your outside work, make it fit for yourself in the field, and afterward build your house. When we first came to Merit Assembly of God, we didn't think that the condition of the church would stay the condition it was in for as long as it did. We thought we would see growth, substantial growth, quicker than what we did. And we experienced a lot of frustrations. We wanted to buy a house. I remember, looking at houses that were like $55,000. Interest rates were higher then than they are now. And we never could qualify. And so there was some real frustrations with that. And I can tell you this, we're thankful we didn't get the houses that we ended up not getting, because God had something better for us. We ended up buying a fixer upper, and that's the story I want to tell you. In the year that we were seeking God, I mean, we seek God all, but in a season of prayer, God gave me this verse, prepare your outside work, make it fit for yourself in the field, and afterward build your house. And he quickened that verse to me, and I said, church, we need to get the church ready for an influx of people. And so we did. We fixed some work on the exterior. We made the church look better. It wasn't everything, but we as a church had decided a long time ago we were going to pay cash for what we had to repair. We didn't want to be in debt and servant to the lenders anymore. And so as a church, we just paid it. We would do a project, we'd pay for it. And so we spent that season preparing. And then he said, make it fit for yourself in the field. We interpreted that as, you know, get your food, your seed sown so that you could have something to eat. And so we brought in an evangelistic team, and they came in and we knocked on all sorts of doors. And it was, we saw 72 people pray the sinner's prayer so that we would leave their front doorstep or something like that. and we did all of that. And you know what? We didn't see one person that came to Merit Assembly of God from that outreach, but we did hear about some people who gave their heart to Jesus, who ended up going to other churches and got plugged back into the church. And we were very excited about that. And God brought people into our church, moved from the other area. And that's, we recognize that he's the Lord of the harvest. We don't look to natural harvest. We look for supernatural harvest. Then God said, we took the evangelist back to the airport, and he flew off as we were driving back into Merritt Island. We got to the top of the Hubert Humphrey Bridge, and God spoke to me at the top of the bridge and said, now, go look for your house. Not tomorrow, now. Go look right now. And we looked in two different means, found a house listed in both of those places, looked at several houses, and when we pulled up to the house that we live in, as soon as we pulled into the driveway, my wife said, this is the house. God had shown her the house and the specifics of the house before we ever walked in the door. And, like I said, it was a fixer upper, but, you know what? We got a lot of sweat equity into that house and a lot of great memories in that house. Thank God for that he is Lord of the seasons. So whether you are focusing on doing your outside work or sowing in your field or building your house, if you will trust the Lord of the season, he will make your season a season of blessing and a season of peace and joy. God bless you. You have a great, great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on
Refresh. Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Amen. Jesus, your ways of grace and mercy flow over us tonight. We bless you for that. We thank you for that.
No rest till your kingdom comes on earth. We
musician, watchman on the wall.